text tells us, and the writer is specific about starting chapter 8 the way that he started it, with a fresh verse and not allowing the first verse to be the end of the last verse in chapter 7. Do I have some biblical scholars in here? Yeah, that really verse 1 is actually verse 54, but there are only 53 verses in chapter 7. Because verse 1 really goes with the end of verse 53, not at the beginning of verse number 1 in chapter 8. But somehow the writers found the redaction necessary to place this verse with this story. Because it says, but Jesus. And this but is not connected to verse 2. The but is connected to verse 53 of the previous verse. I wish I had somebody follow me. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Why do you put this with this story and not at the conclusion of the previous story? Well, you find a context clue in verse 2. Can we have some Bible study? I said, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Watch this. It clicks and it doesn't make sense. Brand new. Now, early in the morning, he came again into the temple. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. But then early in the morning, he came again into the church. The Mount of Olives is the place where there are not rose gardens, but olive trees. And the olive trees contain the olives, which contain the oil that's used for medicinal purposes and also used as a symbolism of God's anointing. And in order to get olives off of the tree and the oil out of the olive, you'd have to put it on a threshing floor. And with your bare feet, you would crush the olives in order to get the oil. And once the olives are crushed, the oil then comes out and is used then for the purposes of anointing and for healing. I wish I had somebody right there. And sometimes it is necessary for you to be crushed in order to find your healing. Sometimes it is necessary for you to be crushed in order to find your breakthrough. Sometimes it is necessary for you to be crushed in order for God to get out of you the thing that he put in you. I wish I had a church in here. He went to the Mount of Olives, and that place symbolizes the place of the anointing. Why do you put it here, writer? Because he knew that when he got back to church, there was something he was going to have to deal with. And sometimes you need God to do something in you before he does something for you. Oftentimes we pray, God, do this for me. Well, what God is saying, before I do this for you, there's something I got to do in you, because I need to do something in you in order for you to handle what's about to come next in your life. He was at the temple. He left to go to the Mount of Olives. But then after that time in the Mount of Olives, he came back to the temple. Why, Pastor? Because I contend that sometimes you need a special anointing in order to handle what's next in your life. Sometimes you got to have power from the Lord in order to handle what's about to come your way. Because if you do not have power from on high to deal with certain things, you're not going to handle it in the spirit. You're going to handle it in your flesh. I wish I had somebody right there. And I don't know about you, but my flesh gets me in trouble when I try to handle it in my flesh. Because when I handle it in my flesh, I'm apt to say some stuff I ought not say. When I handle it in my flesh, I'm tempted to do some things that I shouldn't do. I wish I had somebody. When I handle it in my flesh, I might just destroy my quit Christian witness, and I might mess up my testimony. So before I handle some stuff, I need to step back and say, God, give me an anointing for this one. Because if I get in this with myself, I'm going to mess this thing up. But if I'm in the spirit, I can pray for those who despitefully use me. If I'm in the spirit, I can bless those who curse me, and I ain't got to curse them back. I wish I had somebody. If I'm in the spirit, I can wait on the Lord and be of good courage and realize that he will strengthen my heart. Tell somebody, I need an anointing. I need an anointing to handle what's coming in my life. I need an anointing to handle my next blessing. I need an anointing to handle the next level that God is taking me to. I need a special anointing to handle even my next set of enemies.